Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
I'm Catherine Smart.
And I'm Rochelle Bingham.
And this is Reality Mums, your go-to podcast for reality TV, pop culture, mum life, and all things in between. We're back for another episode of Reality Mums. How are you going, Rochelle?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I don't know. I've woken up today and Northwest is Simba, and I don't know what to feel about that.
What was she wearing?
Well, she was a lion, so she had like a big pom-pom.
Not cute.
I thought when I saw the footage, I'm like, oh, this is like a school play. I'm like, hang on, it's at the Hollywood Bowl. Is she in The Lion King like as like a big production?
Mm.
And they've cast her as a female Simba, which that's interesting too.
I'm interested to see how the people who are, you know, actual actors have trained all this for years feel about her getting given the role basically because she's Northwest.
Yeah.
Like there was all that hoo-ha here when Shane, what's his name? Joseph in the Technicolor Dreamcoat.
Oh, yeah, Shane Crawford.
Shane Crawford got the role.
Yeah.
And they were saying, you know, really, did he get it because he's a footballer? Well, there's a kid now.
Yeah.
Like, but that's how it works. She's
like something at the Hollywood Bowl, you wouldn't think that it needs the publicity of a Kardashian as part of the cast to get people to go. I would have thought it was a pretty big production. They were going to fill seats. It feels a bit weird.
But where was the budget for the costumes?
Clearly missing. It's like, we need to make it look like she's down to earth. So here's a pom-pom I made earlier, wraps that I have in the cupboard.
She wasn't bad. I have heard a little snippet of her singing. I Can't Wait to Be King or whatever it is. She doesn't sound bad.
Oh, good. Good on her. Good on her. She wants to perform. She's always wanted to perform. She is her father's daughter. Another Kardashian-related news item that's popped up overnight is that Mason Disick, which is Scott and Kourtney's son, who's been absent from the show recently because he's around 13, around that age. So he's at that stage where it's like, I want my privacy. I don't want to be growing up on screen. He's on Instagram. And both of his parents have shared the fact that he's on Instagram now. So he's looking very cool. He's got his afro-looking hairstyle, that really top-heavy, you know, where they have this really shaggy head style.
Oh, and then like a llama.
Yeah, like a llama. Yes, yes.
Mm. It's a Every bit like boy that. At Melbourne Central, like when we were in the city on the weekend and we're walking through and Stuart's like, what's going on? It's every young boy looks like a llama. I feel like they're about to spit on me as I wander through. It's what's happening.
It's like a mop. They've got to choose from. They've got the mop, the llama, or the mullet. It's one or the other right now. I'm like, what universe are we living in? I just hope that by the time my kids grow up and start asking for hairstyles, that it's something a little bit more palatable, because I can't with the hair right now.
Yeah, no, my son's keeping it conservative, so I'm hoping that he's stays. He hasn't wanted a llama yet.
Thank God. So. look, speaking of animals, I'm just throwing this one in here. The movie Thelma the Unicorn premiered on Netflix, and my kids have watched it like 6 or 7 times. I was a bit iffy to begin with when I watched it. If anyone's got young kids, then they know Thelma the Unicorn very well with the pink glitter and the carrot horn. But I think it's starting to grow on me. Did you like it? Did you watch it?
Yeah. Scarlett loved it. She's got the books. Hudson wasn't that keen on watching it, but he watched it and it wasn't bad. It was good.
Yeah. It was cute. Very different to the books.
We went and saw Garfield on the weekend. That's good.
Oh, that was
It's
good.
one of those movies that's got a little bit of adult humor
Yeah.
with the kid. Garfield's always had that element to it,
Yep.
but it does make you hungry for like
Oh,
pizza and lasagna because he's
I did
constantly
see.
eating.
Yeah, constant food. We did see the trailer for that because I took the girls to see If at Village Cinemas here in Geelong, and I went to the kids' cinema. So there's the slide and the drawing
Yeah.
stations, and I picked the
Horrible.
bean bag seats. Never doing that again. They might be bean bags, but they're bean bags for children. So I'm sitting like ass basically on the floor with my legs with no leg room. It was so uncomfortable, but they loved it. And If was just, I knew people had said it was emotional. I was
Sad.
not prepared for how emotional it was and how much I would relate to what was happening in
Yeah.
the movie. I'm sitting there with tears just streaming down my face, and both my kids are like, "Where's my choc top? We ordered it at the break. Where's my choc top?" And I'm like, "It's
Mummy's not coping. I'd be crying
okay."
personally being in those V Junior cinemas because that is my idea of hell. I hate those things. There's an intermission, the lights stay on. I'm glad that my years of
See,
that are done.
I took the girls to see Barbie and spent three quarters of the film with Daphne going up and down the walkway and me going, "Quick, get here, get here. Stop
Yeah.
it, stop it." And just knowing that no other parents were thinking, "Oh my God, get these kids out of here." It was so much more relaxing for me.
Yeah.
So I'm prepared. I'm in that stage. It's okay.
Yeah, that's
Yeah.
okay. When you said speaking of animals, I thought you were going to lead into the Jax thing because he is a bit of an animal. He's
Well, he is an
a
animal.
kid. He has been spotted out with a model. Her name is Paige Woolen. So overnight, this has broken that he's, I don't know if he's on a date. I don't know if they're just out together. But
Who
who
knows?
knows?
Who knows? But yeah, he's an animal. He's an animal. So that's the breaking news.
Yeah.
The biggest news of the week is that the Kardashians are back. Hallelujah. We needed to inject them back into our lives. They've been clearly keeping their mouth shut because we are learning things that we did not know. It was a little bit staged, but also real. Like we had the slip up from Kris when she accidentally said the name of Courtney and Travis's unborn baby, which is Rocky, and it was Rocky 13, we know now, but she'd said Rocky. We got a tour of Scott's fridge. So straight away we've got an emaciated looking Scott Disick on screen, which is so far from the Scott that we saw last season, who was in the middle of back issues, painkillers, just in excruciating pain all the time, and now he's just a shadow. So they've obviously gone, "Oh, let's show the fridge in an attempt to make it look like he's eating." It's like, "Guys, we know you're on the
Yeah, he's eating Ozempic. Well, he's not
Ozempic."
eating it.
You've
He's injecting
clearly been
those.
hitting the stuff. And then we've had the little comment come in, the sly comment from Kanye about why didn't anybody give any to Rob, which is just so me.
So funny. Like,
Oh.
wait, Rob might have had it. We never see Rob.
That's the thing. He doesn't want to be in the public life anymore, and that's okay. But
Probably because
it
his family won't share the Ozempic with him.
just. Yeah, they're all like, "No, this is mine." There's actually a new movie from South Park. We're South Park people in our house, and there is a new movie out from them, and it's all about Ozempic. So,
Yes, Cartman has it.
yeah. Yeah. Anyway, so that's a little bit off track. I can't with their references to The Golden Bachelor. Season four, they had the whole, "Oh, I've got to watch it." I think it was on Thursday nights or something. "I've got to watch it." It's like, come on, guys. We know what you're doing. It's cross promote, it's on Hulu. There's obviously some sort of deal negotiated that it would be brought up on your show because you have the number one show on Hulu. And again, episode one, they're all watching it together and I'm like, shut up about the Golden Bachelor already. Just worry about, we're watching Kardashians. We can see through your business deals. We didn't need that.
No. And then Chris and Kendall pretending like it's been this family tradition where they sit down and watch it together or something. That was
Gotcha.
very staged, where she was going between the two rooms
Yeah.
and Chris was saying, "Kendall, come to me," and she was going back and forwards. I loved every second of it.
Same.
I am not the hugest Kardashian fan. I've always watched them, but I've sort of in the last few seasons been like, oh, maybe it's time to stop. I enjoyed this episode because I didn't know everything that was happening. I haven't been saturated with them. I think I also enjoyed it because a lot of the housewives, there's so much drama and it's like ongoing drama and it's a lot. And sometimes I just want to watch it for the opulence. I want to see them on the private jet. I want to see them just living their lives, ordering these crazy things and flying around the world. So it was nice to just watch it. There's not a heap of drama. The biggest drama was that Courtney was sick for her baby shower. She had COVID after making out for 6 hours, which, who's doing that? Not me. I've
Not
never done
me.
that. 6 hours? That
Can't
sounds
remember ever
horrible.
doing that. Ever.
Like, who wants to do that? I don't want to do that.
No. Can you
I don't think
imagine
I've ever wanted.
Pash Rash? Remember
Oh,
Pash
it's just
Rash?
so wet. And like, and is there a break? Is there a break?
I mean, I would say surely not, but this is Courtney and Travis, and I would not put anything past them.
Six hours. I'd need to schedule a lunch break. Like, guys, I need to rehydrate and have a little snack. Because what are you? Yeah, anyway, she got COVID. Travis came back from his tour. They made up for 6 hours. He tested for COVID, didn't have it. And then after the 6 hour passionate makeout session, they both tested positive to COVID. And then she was late for her baby shower, which looked amazing. I love seeing that stuff, like all the little details. And because you know what? Like they've got the money. And it's amazing to see that. That's what I want to see. And the early housewives had that, where there was these crazy kids' birthday parties. That's what I'm watching for. So I
Absolutely.
enjoyed it. I love that they brought up the Caitlyn documentary.
Yes.
So I've watched the Caitlyn documentary. Have you watched it?
I think I started it and I remember thinking there's just no credibility to anything that I'm watching here, and I really don't care to watch it. And that's what they were sort of saying, is that all of their friends had been contacted to do it, and the only person that said yes was Caitlin. And even then, they still didn't throw her under the bus, gave her plenty of compliments about her parenting as their father, as they were growing up, having a great relationship, and then just being really classy about the response to the documentary. I really liked it. I thought that they came out of that better than Caitlin did for spilling.
Yes, they handled that well. I like that they addressed it. They broke the fourth wall a few times during it. So in the part where Kim, she's flying around the world with this jet set life, which is going to get old quick. Last season, she was doing the whole, "I'm so busy, I need to slow down, but I'm not slowing down." That's going to get a bit old. But anyway, when she was at the fashion show and she was like, "We are stuck in traffic. Everyone's going to love to blame this on me and say that I was the reason for, this and that." But and how that they talk up the Anna Wintour and Kim like there's a feud or something, but there really doesn't seem to be. So I
No.
like that she kind of addressed that. I thought it was hilarious that Chris and Kim both didn't recognize Kendall in the fashion show.
Yeah. She looked fantastic in that look. Those sunglasses were amazing. She looked so good. I didn't recognize. Like, to look at her, you wouldn't have said that's Kendall Jenner. But it's so funny that they didn't even look at her. They kind of, I think at one point Kim looked her up and down as she walked past.
They were like looking from behind, kind of. But it was good. I messaged you and said I really enjoyed it. It was just a really reality TV for the sake of being a reality TV show, not to hear about someone's family drama or someone's marriage breakup, or it was just nice.
It was really good. One last thing on Kardashians before we move on to Summer House, but just I'm surprised that we haven't seen anything pop up on Daily Mail or anything like that about Kris's confession that she would get Khloé to drive her when she was underage, no L's. She said she had something called a government license, so she made up this termed to tell Chloe that she could drive, driving Chris home drunk from the Standard Hotel in Hollywood. Chris is vomiting in the car, it's flying all over the car, and you've got Chloe on the 101 heading back to wherever. And
Unlicensed.
yeah, it's like that is a, like in Australia, if you're on your L's, the person sitting next to you has to be 00 or 000, whatever it is.
Is it like that in America?
Oh, well, I don't know. And you'd think they would have run this past the lawyers before putting it in the show and putting it in the final edit. But I'm just surprised that the media didn't pick up on that as a headline, like Kris Jenner broke the law, Khloe Kardashian drove underage. Like it just had headline all over it. And I wonder if they're disappointed that they didn't get more coverage on it because it's kind of been radio silence.
Yeah, nothing came out about it. I was surprised that they mentioned it.
I wouldn't be admitting to something like that. I'd be expecting a knock on the door from the police.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. Anyway, it was good. I
It
enjoyed
was
it.
great.
Something I'm also enjoying still is Summer House. Who I'm not enjoying is Carl with his large teeth and need to be mothered. What is going on with him? I need you to be soft. I need you to be soft, Lindsay. Like, Lindsay is not soft like that.
No.
It's not like she's changed. We've spoken about this. His need to be praised for doing what? Having a conversation with his friend
Yeah.
about a potential
A
business
vague
thing.
conversation at best
Yeah.
with no specifics about future earnings and no contracts and nothing in writing. She has every right to question what was discussed.
Yes. She keeps saying he's looking for the Stepford wife. Like he wants her to stay home with the kids. And like I get that might happen in the future and all that sort of stuff, but she's allowed to question him about what he's doing with his job or how what's going on. But he's actually doing nothing. So in these last few episodes, we've seen him talking about, oh, look, I'm trying, but he really isn't. He's spoken to
No.
Kyle about something. He's not gone into any details. He didn't even say, listen, I think that we need to put this in writing. Can you draw up a contract for me so I can go over it? He didn't say that. He
No.
had this really vague, wispy conversation with Kyle about nothing, well, about the Loverboy non-alc line, but I don't blame Lindsay. She has grown on me so much this season. I was not a Lindsay fan at all, and I haven't been for a few seasons, but the way she's getting along with the girls, I don't think that what she's asking is too much, but I feel like he is wanting to not get married and he doesn't know how to get out of it, so he's trying to push her away.
Completely agree.
We saw the Danielle app launch, her founder and CEO or whatever the hell she is of this app. Now, it's a fashion app of sorts, from what I understand.
It's
It
like
seems
that
to be
clueless
copy.
cupboard, but instead, I think there's stylists involved as well to help you style the clothes that you have. I don't know. I
Yeah.
don't know.
Now, I didn't even know that Danielle was in the fashion field. Did you?
No.
I knew like pages. And even Amanda, I see her style and I'm like, Danielle, I don't know if it's just I've got blinders on because she infuriates me. But I don't see her as a fashion icon.
Neither do I.
She's still annoying me. And I feel like the wheels are falling off on the Western Sierra thing.
Yeah, well and
The
truly, which is a shame.
yep.
It's a shame.
Yep.
It'll be very interesting to see because you would think West and Jesse Solomon, as the newbies, will have to come back next season.
Oh,
There's
they
just
have to.
They have to. They have been such good inclusions. Do you remember last season that guy called Chris? And he was
Yes,
just, he was at the
he
app
was at
launch.
Danielle's app launch.
But they didn't even put his name on the screen. Like he was that like unmemorable.
Yeah,
They
but
didn't
that's
even
like
put
Gabby
him.
too. Gabby's like that. You could take her out of it. And to be honest, I feel like we could lose Danielle. They're
Yeah.
like those vanilla kind of, they're not giving anything. Danielle is giving the wrong things, and then Gabby is giving really nothing other than the one scene where she was quite upset.
Yeah.
Jesse Solomon has come all clear. There was calcification in his balls, not cancer, apparently.
In his ball, let us speak
Ball.
Ball. There was too
ball
much calcium in his ball.
in his ball. So he was worried, and I was worried for him. I was like, poor Jesse Solomon's got a lump again, but it was just calcification of a nut. And he made a song, and he was funny.
And I said this to you before, I cannot stand when people break out into song. I will mute the TV and or turn it off. Like, I cannot. And he started singing, and I'm like, oh shit, here we go. And they panned to everyone's faces when he said, I've written a song, because they all sort of did the whole
Yeah.
thing. But then as soon as he got started, and it was very clear that he was being clever about each of his friends, and he was being kind, and he was being genuine, and he was being funny, I had this huge smile on my
It was
face.
good.
And I got to
Yeah.
the end of it, and I'm like, oh my God. And I can remember it in my head. It's going to be one of those Bravo moments. Like, he's cemented himself in the Bravo universe with,
Yeah.
what would Jesse Solomon do?
Yeah.
Loved it.
It was so good. I like it when they sing, because I'm like, oh, it's happening and it's cringy and it's horrible, but I kind of like it. So I like hearing it. There's something about it. There's something in me. But this was funny.
And
Very
like,
funny.
the episode as a whole, like, they had that party, like the end of the world party. Everyone looks amazing. The party's been next level, really good this season. But the episode wrapped up with the fight with Carl and Lindsay. Next week is the finale. And I was so disappointed. I had no idea I was at the end of the episode. It was so enjoyable, and I was so engrossed in it. I wasn't scrolling on my phone. I wasn't doing anything else. I was just watching it. I was immersed in it, and I loved it. And I was disappointed when it was over. And it's like, that is good TV. And I felt good about it. I mean, there's a lot of relationship bust ups and fighting and that sort of stuff. But there was also really good stuff in there as well that made me feel good about what I just watched.
Yeah, I feel the same. For me this week, Kardashians and Summer House were the two that I sort of was like, that was good. Tick, I enjoyed these shows. The rest, I don't know.
We're kind of onto the dregs now, I think. I mean, this has been the bulk, I think, of this week's episode, to be honest. Kardashians and Summer House are just killing it. Vanderpump, we're on reunion part two. We had the introduction of Joe slash Joseph and Ali. So they have joined us on the stage. And it was a whole lot of just back and forward, messy, commotion style conversation where it's like, what's going on? And at some points, the other cast members look at each other and say, I'm not like, what is going on? I don't understand what's going on. Like, there's a chaoticness to Joe. Joe, in one moment, you're like, oh, I feel really sorry for this girl. Then you're like, hang on. No, I don't. It's really hard to establish a read on her as to what we think of her. And like, I've had this discussion with you before about it being that she's a bit like collateral damage in this whole situation. And it just happens to be that she is entangled with a group of people who are on reality TV, and she is by association then part of it. And she just doesn't belong in this world. And it's really hard to watch. Really hard.
Yeah, I feel sorry for her. There's something going on, I think, deeper. I don't know if she's got some mental issues or if I'm not sure, but she's not 100% ready for the reality TV world. And I feel sorry for her, and then I feel like I'm confused by her, but I don't want to tease her. First, I was like, oh my God, she's wild and ready to sort of be like bit like Katie and stuff, but then now I see and I'm like, no, I actually feel sorry for her. I don't think Katie's very hard, and I think Katie's saying, well, that's the space that I was in and you had it coming and you just sort of got caught up in it, and I don't think her apology was enough for what how she treated Joe. But then I can't keep up with Joe, and I feel like Tom has taken advantage of her,
Oh,
and it's
definitely.
there's something going on. I don't know if she's got like a diagnosis or a mental issue, but I don't feel right about the whole thing.
She's erratic in her nature, and maybe that's just her personality, but I don't feel right watching her for entertainment value. I just don't
No.
think that she's been vetted, if that makes sense. Like,
Yeah.
you've got to have a really thick skin, and I feel like she is coming out really badly for the sake of TV. And I don't
Yeah.
like, no one wants to
No, I
see
don't like
this
it.
into a
No.
person.
You feel like watching someone like Jax, who's out there to get anything that he can get and have any publicity. And, I feel like when I'm watching someone like Jo, when she was crying at the reunion, and I felt sorry for her. Like, I just felt like she's not ready for it.
One of the OGs, so Lala, this whole defense of I have a child, I have a baby, I have a family, you wouldn't understand it. Like, it seems like she's just throwing that out at any opportunity to justify why she's doing things a certain way. It's just a lot, and it's getting old. It's very much, what's that episode of The Simpsons where it's like, would somebody please think of the children? I'm surprised I haven't seen a meme like that floating around, because that's her whole thing now. Like, I'm a mother, I'm a mother, I'm a mother. Okay. Yeah.
She is hosting again. I feel like she's trying to host. She's so desperate for the show to keep going. Did you see that she approached someone for like a spin-off?
Yeah. I
And
did
then
see
they
that.
don't, because she's, I wouldn't watch her in a spin-off.
No.
I'm not
I think they're all
interested in them.
scrambling a bit now because of Ariana signing up for Chicago again through the summer and no filming. Everyone's like, oh shit, there goes our paycheck. How am I going to, I need to get on the valley, ASAP.
Yeah, but I don't want them on the valley.
Yeah, leave the valley alone. The valley is pure with a little bit of tainted behavior
Vanderpump.
that's come across as a starter, but let the valley mature on its own.
I don't want to watch Lala on the valley or
No.
Sheena and Brock on the
No.
valley. Like, they've made little appearances here and there.
Well, how Lala can be on the valley when she's not allowed to share her life as a mother. So she's got this custody arrangement with Randall, but she's not allowed to put Ocean on Vanderpump. So
Well,
she
she
can
can
hardly
probably
be
share the
on
new
the
one.
valley.
Maybe the new baby
The new She's having a new baby so that
get
she
on the
can
valley.
one to show.
She's a mother, you know. She's a mother.
She's a
She's
spare. The heir and the spare can be on TV.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's all I have
Also,
on Vanderpump.
there was those people that went and saw. I think I sent it to you, an Instagram post where Tom Sandoval was saying that someone had seen him 27 times or something.
Didn't they look like they were 80 years old?
What's wrong with those people? Who is watching him that many times?
They
I
can't
want to
have
see a show
Asia.
of them and their lives. I want to watch them.
Bring it on.
We've got, sorry, The Valley has also been on. It's hard to watch. Jax is being really nasty.
Yeah, he's being so mean.
He's being awful to Brittany. He's yelling at her. He's accusing her of being an alcoholic by the looks of things. She is quite unwell. You've got the other guy, Danny, who's whinging about that he's a father and he has to wake up and put babies on boobs and change nappies. I don't feel sorry for him.
Nah.
We've had kids. Not everyone's had kids, but I mean, that's part of being a parent.
He's so emotional. He gets so emotional when anybody is talking to him. Like men, he's crying when other men are talking to him in a way he doesn't like. It's weird.
And he keeps mentioning the three under three. His wife is suffering with postnatal. And I feel like sometimes that part of that could be because even though he's helping, I feel like if she's like, I'm so tired, I've been up feeding the twins, he'll be like, well, so have I.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like there's not that real sympathy there. There's probably a competition or a need for attention for him. And that's
Yeah.
probably why she's feeling quite stressed.
Someone posted about how him and his wife were couples goals, something like that. And I think it was Jax that made a comment underneath that said, we'll see how this ages, or this won't age well, or something like that, implying that they're not as happily married as we're led to believe on the show. That'd be really interesting to see, because we're getting a
Just
weird
Jax.
representation of them. But yeah, it is Jax. You're right. It's Jax.
Jax also said divorce and getting separated is not an option. It's not on our radar. Or,
Yeah.
okay, Jax, how's that hand going? There wasn't much Kristen. There was Zach doing a little jump scare for the saying that he was in Big Bear, but he wasn't. He was just being a little bit petty.
Yeah, that was fun. That was cute. They had those foot spas. Did you ever get one of those foot spas when you were a teenager? They were like that green color, and you'd buy one from Kmart. And every time you'd pick it up, and the water's splashing everywhere, and you'd never really quite figure out the best setup to do this vibrating foot spa.
You
Sitting in the
wanted,
lounge room.
and there'd be water everywhere. You wanted to relax, and it was not relaxing
No,
because you're on carpet and your mum's
the
about to yell.
vibration. You couldn't hear the TV because it was so loud.
And then it'd get cold. Now
Oh.
they heat up. Now there's like self-heating ones, but you'd remember emptying the buckets
Yeah.
in.
Oh,
We were
I
trying to
feel like
bring this.
they had the budget to go to a day spa. I mean, that
Yeah.
probably would have been good, but I kind of love the fact that they didn't, and it was just this little dodgy setup with her little free samples that she had lined up to pick from in her apartment. It's part of what makes the valley the valley. It's
Yes.
more authentic. It was good.
Yeah. It's
Yeah.
a little bit messy.
Yeah, but that's all I've got on the valley. Moving on to Below Deck, and Below Deck is almost over. We've got one episode left this week. All I've really got to say on Below Deck is that it feels like it's too little, too late. We're finishing the season with fights starting in the van after their final charter. It's like
Yeah.
the charter season is over, and now you're picking your moments. So this is a fight that's coming between Barbie and Xandy. Xandy's been putting up with Barbie the whole season, but she's been biting her tongue. And this is the thing, is that no one has really felt like they've delivered fully on the show, and it's trying to end with a bang, but all it's ending is with
Xandy, like she,
second last
babe,
episode.
we
Who's
know who
Xandy?
Barbie is. We know who Barbie is, but Xandy, what? But I don't know who you are. Okay, if you've wanted to make an impression, you've not made it.
Yeah,
So don't come
she's
out guns blazing in a van at the
yeah,
end.
agree. And like we've ended with our bosun, Ben. He's just got no credibility. He's fighting with the captain. He's not following captain's orders. He's not cleaning his room. He's just being an all-round shit bloke. And so there's nothing that I want to watch about that. It's not shit in an entertaining way. It's just a you're a dickhead kind
He's
of way.
childish.
Yeah,
He's
really
being like
childish.
a grumpy little teenager. He's who's been told to clean his room and doesn't want to.
Yes.
I have never seen the room inspections on Below Deck before, but apparently it's something that happens. Just do it. It's part of the job. Like you can't be dirty pigs in your room, but he has deliberately gone and not done it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't like Ben.
No, neither do I. It's almost over, and we've got Below Deck Med coming up in June with Captain Sandy, and that does look really good from the trailer.
Yes. We've also had New Jersey, another episode of New Jersey. We've got to let that settle. I'm not sure what's going on. We've had a party this week. It just seems like the same drama again. It's Joe and Teresa aren't speaking, but they're kind of indirectly trying to annoy each other. You've got the girls going off to college. That's not really an interesting storyline to me. I feel like every housewife season has done that. I like the new girls, Danielle, and they came last season. I like them. I feel like I want a whole new New Jersey cast.
I want them to do to New Jersey what they did to New York, gut it and start
Because I'm
again.
sick of that same drama with Therese. It's on all the time. It's never going to change while they're both on the show, and neither of them want to leave because it will show that the other one has won or something. And it's kind of boring. Margaret's in the middle. He said, she said, I can't keep up. I would watch Frank and his new girlfriend or fiance. I'd watch something with them, like maybe something.
Like a
But
spin-off.
I'm sick of that core group.
Yeah. It's not entertaining. I have no notes. I watched it a little bit, but I kept getting distracted. I kept picking up my phone
Yeah.
and doing other things. So I think that says enough. Like, and I'm not going to sit there through rubbish for the sake of it. If it's not worth watching, I'm not going to watch it.
No.
And it's not. We've got New Housewives coming in June. So we've got Real Housewives of Dubai season two.
Yes.
So that will be interesting. I need to go back and do a bit of a rewatch there, a bit of a recap to see how that goes, because that was pretty solid for a first season last year. And other than that, with Below Deck Med, I don't think there's anything else. Bless
Sorry.
you.
Maybe
You
I'm
held that in
allergic
until
to
the
you.
end.
I was like, oh my God, it's happening. It's
It's
coming.
happening. We haven't sneezed for a
I
while.
know. I was trying to think, when did we've had Oliver farting, a couple of births.
We've both
But I was
been
trying to
really
think.
sick. It's been a while since we've done one where we're like having to stop and have a Sudafed. Touch
There
wood,
you
we're doing
go. Touch
okay.
wood. That was just a one-off. I don't know what that was.
Yeah, don't get sick. Don't get sick.
No.
Oh, anyway, that's pretty much it, yeah?
Yeah, that's it. I'd like
That's
to
it.
say you're looking lovely in this lavender. Is it lavender
Oh, thank
purple?
you. This is old Kmart. I think it was last
Hmm.
season or the season before. I just
It's
felt like
lovely.
wearing a bit of purple. Thank you. I'm still rocking my blow wave from Friday.
Very
I'm
nice.
a walking dry shampoo bottle right now. Trying
Yep.
to make it last as long as possible. But I yeah, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling fresh. So thank you. Yeah. All right.
Lovely chatting.
Let's wrap it up. Nice to talk to you too.
Have a nice week.
I will. I will. Having surgery on Wednesday for my endometriosis. Fun.
Oh, my goodness.
So
Well,
we
good
can't, I
luck with
can't
that.
laugh. So we need to figure out when we record the
Very
next episode. When, yeah, no laughing. It's going to be very flat,
true.
very boring.
No
Let's see how that
sneezing.
goes.
Yeah.
All
Have a good week.
right. Yeah, you too. Bye bye.
Bye.
Reality Mums acknowledges the traditional owners of lands and waters that this podcast is recorded on.